Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. Well, there seemed, as I was starting to look at the news today, there seemed to be a lot of things I'd like to comment on, so I thought you'd like to tag along with me as I go through them. I'd like to mention something here. You see here, four people have liked the video out of 169. This is how sad it is, ladies and gentlemen, that you would think that people would want to share my videos and help me and help the people that the videos are getting shared to. But you see, if people will not click this, which is a simple thing to do, it takes probably less than a second. And the more of people that would click that thing on all my videos, it might actually help the channel. It might actually help spread the word. I leave that in your court. Well, let's begin, and we'll take a look at some of these stories. Right away, I think this is the story that actually made me say, you know, this is the kind of world we're living in, ladies and gentlemen. Mayor de Blasio claims emptying prisons has made New York City safer than ever. And yet crime is up through the roof, right? You see, these people, they try to defy logic and say things that are the absolute opposite of the truth. Let's just look real quick. This is a communist, by the way. Has been a communist since was a young lad, and his name is not de Blasio either. New York City has become safer and better, quote unquote, because the city has emptied its prisons and released thousands of convicted felons into the community, according to Mayor Bill de Blasio, who claims every time we do these things, we are saying that Black Lives Matter in a, in a real tangible way or whatever. We now have fewer people in our jails than at any other time since World War II, and we are safer for it and better for it. He told the crowd gathered Wednesday afternoon before a Black Lives Matter mural in the Bronx. There was this story saying that there were 27 police officers, 27, get it, 999 or 2 and 7 is 9, you know. And they're guarding the Black Lives Matter yellow thing that's on the street. But I don't think that that could really be true. But who knows? You can feel the change coming. You certainly can. Hopefully it'll hit him personally. So, I mean, this is, you know, the mayor claimed that his efforts combined with those of Black Lives Matter activists will make the city safer. Despite a recent surge in violent crime that saw 53 New Yorkers shot, including four shot fatally, one of those being a one-year-old baby boy over the most recent weekend. So, you see that these people are really mentally ill. You know that. Here's one right here. Robert De Niro. Trump is possibly crazy in a medical sense. Well, De Niro is a Jew, and De Niro is a pedophile as well. He has been brought up on charges before. And it's funny how this professional wrestling game is going on. Just like this, Trump, the Jew, says Adam Schiff, the Jew, should be arrested for treason. Who should be arrested for treason? Look at this one. Look at this freak. I mean, this is an improvement over his regular. Look at how high that forehead is. See that forehead? An Anglo-Saxon man, the forehead would end right about here. Look. Look at this one. Schumer proposes $350 billion COVID aid package for non-whites only. He's a humanitarian. He's against mankind. He's proposed a segregated coronavirus relief package that will reward minority Americans with hundreds of billions of dollars and exclude white Americans impacted by the economic downturn. You see what's happening to us, right? It's what I told you. They're trying to destroy our businesses. They're trying to steal everything from us. And they want us to be kicked out of our own land. That's what's where it's headed, folks. Because this is being kicked out of your own land, you see? Connecticut church defaced with satanic symbols and statue of Jesus beheaded in Florida. I wanted to see which what satanic symbols were put on it. T-Rump. The Jew Trump says the Jew Barr, seeking death penalty for evil MS-13 child killer who is also a Jew. These people are Jews. See? Most of people that are down in South American continent have been race mixed with Jews. They don't show a picture of this fellow. Isn't that interesting? If he was white, they'd show a picture of him. Look at this story. Look at this creature. This is a satanic creature. Another one. Look. Look how high the head is. You see? Governor Newsom's California to release 18666, 1 in 8 is 9,000 prisoners to slow the spread of COVID-19. 1 times 9 is 9. They love that number 19, too. You saw that when I read it on, I believe it was Saxon's Creed we read that. I'm not sure. Could have been a Rabbit Hole radio show. What does this say? Milano. I wonder what she might be. This is the one thing that the fellow would do for any white people. I think these are white people. POTUS to help St. Louis McCloskey couple as gun charges loom. Bette Midler, the Jew, attacks the First Lady with poem about President Trump's penis. Isn't that wonderful? And the Jew, Bernie Sanders, is powerless against Jewish global capitalism. He's powerless. Incredible. Obama, the Jew, Falasha Jew, to open Ministry of Truth propaganda agency. Look at the, look, like I said, see the forehead here? It's about a mile high. This is not a white man. This is a Jew. This is a Jew in the guise of an Italian. She's Sicilian. And she's married to a Jew. And her son is a transvestite, one of her sons. Gunmen ambush and kill dozens of Egyptian Coptic Christians. Seems it's open season. Now, I don't believe that they're Christians, but you know what I mean. Rare gorilla shot dead at zoo after four-year-old falls into enclosure. Woman could face 10 years in jail for giving thirsty Jews a drink. Pigs. Yes. Well, well, well. Let's check the next one. Here we are again. Let's look at this. Hollywood's white professionals. You mean Jews, right? Paralyzed with fear as anti-white culture they built threatens careers. Look at this. Let me just read a little of this for you. As the wooden boards are taken down from the shop fronts and the studio lots grind slowly back to life, Hollywood is basking in an unseasonable heat wave. Now, yeah, that's all nice padding and everything like that. So, A revolution is underway. White actors are being fired. Edicts from studio bosses. Listen, you know who the studio bosses are, right? And most of these white actors, you know what they are, right? A revolution is underway. White actors are being fired. Edicts from studio bosses make it clear that only minorities, racial and sexual, can be given jobs. So the message is they're pretending they're white as usual. We see this all the time. We see it all the time. Jews pretend they're white, and now only minorities. So this means that your new Hollywood productions and TV shows are all going to be anybody but whitey. Just what I love. Oh, that's, we want to see more of that. I wonder if that's not a recipe for disaster. So you get that, right? Look at this one. Congress shirks lockdowns to propose 19 plus bills for Israel. I looked into this a little far, and it says a little bit. So far in 2020, America's lawmakers have bravely traversed toppled statues, shattered storefronts, and torched churches in order to propose 19, you get it, ladies and gentlemen, new pieces of legislation explicitly benefiting Israel. See, while America is sinking into the mire, they're concerned about Israel. You see why I say that all of Congress, including Mr. T. Rump, need to be taken to trial. They need to either be quartered or tarred and feathered and then hung. Not one of them. I don't believe there's one in the whole of Congress that cares about this country and that is not sold out to these Jews. That number is remarkable given that Congress has spent an unusual amount this year, either in quarantine or not in session at all. Drug overdoses are hitting record highs. Africans and anarchists torch U.S. cities as Republicans pucker up to criminalizing cops that, in doing their job, offends the sensibilities of black people. Look at this again, the number. Again, 19 million families are relying on unemployment benefits. Those benefits will only be extended over our dead bodies, says the queer Lindsey Graham. Now, you got two 19s in this. 19 and 19 is 38. 3 and 8 is 11. So you got 9-11 in this. You know, this is all the way it's supposed to be. Now, look at this. Congress bipartisan inaction can't be blamed on lockdowns or lack of opportunity to hammer through the good old legislative process. They've had plenty of time to ponder and propose legislation. We don't need any more legislation. What we need is no more legislation. As the screws have tightened on America's white working class between 2019 and July 2020, listen to this. Congress has proposed 69. You get it? See, 69, man and the devil. When you have the star going up, the five-pointed star going up, that is the Edomite Jews. When you have this star going down, it's Lucifer, their father. This is also the yin and yang. You get it? 69 pieces of legislation and counting to explicitly benefit Israel. We were made aware of this phenomenon by Kathy Shehada of Israel-Palestine News, as published on Truth to Power News. Back in January 2019, immediately after the swearing-in ceremony of the new Congress, advocacy for Israel began on the first day. Need I say any more, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, need I say anything more? Look at this. 2020 pro-Israel, I guess I will say something more. 2020 pro-Israel bills have been arriving at somewhat slower pace. As of this writing, the number stands at, 1 and 8 is 9 again, and 666. But most of last year's bills are still in circulation. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that we care so much for our enemy? Well, after all, the Jewish Jesus said that we should love our enemies. See? Jesus is not Jewish, but the Jewish Jesus believes that. See? The real Jesus, the white man, he knew what he meant by love your enemies is people of your own tribe that are your enemies, or your tribes, of the tribes of Israel. He didn't mean that we should forgive any Jews or forgive any hybrids or anything like that. No. Now, I think this is interesting because right on my front page of davidjamesboston.com, there is a movie that you should see about Maxwell and the Mossad. Maxwell is a Jew name, by the way. He was a big, powerful Jew. And he had everything to do with Jeffrey Epstein. And then there's another feller that you'll see. Let's see. Let's just open this for a second. Yes, that's Maxwell right there. See the implied Drac hair? They just sort of cut it back a little bit. You see? And if you'll see his eyebrows, they're kind of pointed here as well. So there's a fella here, Wexner. His name is billionaire Leslie Wexner. This is the head of the snake. And wait till you see what that video shows you. So we see Maxwell is a Jew. He's from the Mossad. He was a spy. He's dead now. Okay, so, and that has nothing to do with Jordan Maxwell, because Jordan Maxwell, his name is Russell Pine. Secure tolerance, the Jewish plan to permanently silence the West. Unbelievable. United States of Africa, black crime wave overwhelms virtually all major American cities. Israeli proxies profit from U.S. coronavirus funding. Netflix pushes dangerous transgender ideology on unsuspecting children. I just noticed this, by the way. Are those not rat ears? And look, we have the Drac hair right here. And the real wide mouth. Hmm? Like, this is like Mickey Mouse. You've seen Mickey Mouse. Jews officially worse than Hitler. Of number of Muslims killed in 21st century waxes 4 times higher than the population of Israel. You can see this is a Jew, can't you? You see the rat face? As he gets older, it's more evident. Although I've seen young pictures of him that, look at this. Tsunami of evictions could make 28 million Americans homeless this summer alone. You wonder why they want another lockdown? They want to make sure that that happens. Because that's transference of wealth. And that's the decimation of the middle class. All right, so. Let's see here. How about, we'll go to the Daily Stormer. You can get rid of that tab. Look at the look on this thing's face. Look at the eyes. They look happy, don't they? Mary Trump reveals that Donald Trump is unable to feel love. Well, you know, in that video, it shows this woman talking about how her virginity was taken by Donald Trump, and she was crying and trying to push him away. And he took her virginity. So this probably does make a lot of sense, believe it or not. This is pathetic right here. So pathetic. This fellow came out and said some things against the Jews, and then they took him in and educated him. I wonder if the Let's just see if it's here. I don't know if his tweets will be here. Well, anyway, they re-educated him, and now he apologized and thanked them for not judging him harshly. This was something like that. And now he's a believer in the Jews. Look at this. See the rat? See the rat ears? See it? Los Angeles. I call it Lost Angeles. Old man pepper sprayed by grocery store employee after not wearing a mask. So now even grocery store employees are policemen. Here, look at this. Canada, cops shoot man to death for not wearing a mask. This creature, which is a Soros-created creature, Greta Thunberg, orders the world to do a communist revolution in order to change the weather. Yes. Okay, let's get out of that one. What a world we're living in. The Chinese government's, it says governments, the Chinese government, it should say, makes it illegal for individuals or companies anywhere in the world to support democracy in Hong Kong. Wise decision, really. If they get, they're already communists, though. I mean, so it doesn't really matter. It's just that the Jews want democracy. They want to get there. I don't know if they have a central bank in China or not. But it's controlled by the Jews anyway, so there's only a few places or two or three places that don't have the central bank, as far as we know. DHS creates violent opportunists to justify police violence against protesters. See, the police may come out of this with even more dictatorial powers. See, this might just be a little game being played. Mr. T-Rump authorized the Jewish CIA to wage cyber war on Iran and others. Look at this one. Coin shortage strikes Walmart. Customers required to pay with card at self-checkout. U.S. police are testing new safe method to catch suspects. An electric lasso. An electric lasso. An electric rope. Let's take a look at that. I wanted to see if they had a picture. They don't. It's a safe method, just like tasing was a safe method, right? Ex-VP of major military contractor Dynacor and senior Pentagon official guilty for child sexual abuse, child sex abuse. Let's look at it. Dynacor has been implicated in trafficking children all over the world. Let's do this a little bit. I guess you can't. Look at the number already. Why have they not been properly investigated? What happened? Retired Army Major General James Grazio Pleen has been given 20 years for aggravated sexual battery. He has been in jail for approximately 18 months. He was expected to be released on Wednesday and will serve 20 years of probation, according to Elmore's lawyer, Ryan Gildes. Nice, huh? But where's the part about the official? Okay. It's also interesting to note that this was one of many senior officials within the Pentagon. Did you know that Congress was recently looking in at a bipartisan bill to stop employees from sharing child porn on the Department of Defense computers? Yeah, I did that story. Yeah. Well, there you have it. global fertility rates crashing. See, this is part of a population type of a thing. They're trying to get everybody to not have contact with each other. They want the population of the world to be going down and down and down and down. Let's just check it out real quick. The world is ill-prepared for a global crash in children being born, which is set to have a jaw-dropping impact on the societies, say researchers say. Falling fertility rates mean that every country could have shrinking populations by the end of the century, and 23 nations, including Spain and Japan, are expected to see their populations half by 2100. Countries will also age dramatically, as with many people turning 80, as there are being born. So, you know who's only going to be here. See, this fits the devil's plan, right? I told you that he wants a brown race, right? And who are the people that are going to keep populating the world? Browns and blacks. So, they'll use the blacks to, and they'll try to get as many of them to mix as they can, and whatever's left, they'll kill all the blacks. See, that's if it went the devil's way. It's not going to go the devil's way. But you see, it's having an effect. There's no doubt about it. So this is the plan. And of course, Bill Gates has everything to do with this. They want to speed it up with injections, though. This isn't fast enough for them. They want to get down to the 500 million, which is on the Georgia Guidestones, as you well know. Well, Homeland Security acting like an occupying army, says Senator Wyden, after federal agents shoot peaceful. Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, let's take a look at this one. Pompeo throws down 1619 project. You see again, 69 is in the thing, right? And 11, see? Project slander on our great people. False doctrines dividing U.S., destroying monuments. This guy's been over in Israel receiving awards. Look, we're pointing again. Who's he pointing to? Somebody up there. 150 Islamists could attempt legal returns to UK due to jihadi bride precedent. Rhode Islanders will vote on removing plantations from state name. Philadelphia schools will not resume full in-person learning. UK Defense Minister, space will be the next battleground. Jews in space, we've already had the prelude to all of that, haven't we? Nigerian lawmakers debate chopping off the genitals of rapists. Indonesian man threatens to blow up McDonald's for Italians and coronavirus. Boy, it's a real free-for-all out there, isn't it? I mean, you know, just kill whoever you want. Whomever you want, whatever. I mean, you know, you can get away with it because they know that, you know, if you go to jail for killing somebody, you're most likely to be let loose. Look at this filthy Jew in the guise of an Italian. Look at this thing. Just get a load of it. See the eyebrows? Pointy. See how this comes down like this? But it's, you know, he's got the Drac hair deal going on. You see it? Look at this creature. Dianne Feinstein proposes withholding coronavirus relief for states without mask mandates. Imagine that she's got nothing better to do, this old creature that's a zombie. She's dead. You look at her eyes, she's dead. There is no soul in there. And all she has to do with her life is propose withholding. You know, this is what this filthy Jew wants to do. Cuomo claims Trump not imposing nationwide mask mandate will kill 40,000 Americans. But he didn't claim that, you know, taking all the Jews, taking all the blacks out of the jails, that won't kill any Americans, will it? And he sent, by the way, this creature right here sent a lot of people back to nursing homes or something, which actually put them in an atmosphere to die. Many died because of this creature right here. Not only that, this filthy thing, as I've told you before, I think it was last year when they were going to pass the budget in New York City, he said that they were also voting on abortion up to birth. He said he wouldn't sign the budget unless that was passed. What would an Italian, he's not Italian, what would an Italian, I know what an Italian would want, but what would an Italian, supposed Italian, have to want to do with abortion? Why would an Italian, aren't they loving family people? You see that on all those shows, how they go out and murder everybody, but then they love mama and the family. See, those aren't Italians, those are Italians. See? He threatens to shut down New York restaurants violating restrictions. Cavuto. What do we see right here? What do we see? Another, I believe this must be another Italian. Cavuto. See? See how high that forehead is? That's not a white man. I guarantee it. Trump's niece accuses him of using N-word and anti-Jewistic slurs. Yeah. Sure. I believe he used the N-word, but I don't believe any of the other. So, what else here? Russian police major falls to her death after testifying against former boss. Hundreds of Russians protest Vladimir Putin for the second week, for the second time this week. they're trying to cause trouble in every country. I mean, this is, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So let's try this one. Look at this. Rabbi who allegedly had, allegedly, see, because there's no real proof of anything, who allegedly had finger shot off at Poway Synagogue. You see, I told you, this has to do with 666 Poway. He avoids prison for fraud and federal tax evasion. Isn't that wonderful? See, he's smiling. He's really happy. Oh, look, the blue and white. That's what they call Israel. And you know how America's called the red, white, and blue? Well, they call them the blue and white. White supremacist, allegedly, who murdered a Jewish family becomes first federal execution in 17 years. This has been a News Bites headline news scan report and is a listener-supported show. Please show your support at davidjamesboston.com. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.